I just don't know. I don't know anymore. It's my job to think of funny things, to sit around and think of funny things. And a few weeks ago, I was sitting on my couch and I realized, like, I just don't know. And then it went from there to, like, what do I know, actually? What do I... And then it went from there to, like, do I really know anything? Like, how much do I really know? And you got to be careful with this type of rabbit hole within your own brain, because it can go quickly to, like, do I even exist? Which is sort of sophomoric. But usually, at that moment, I always look at my cat, Monkey, and I go, well, Monkey's there, and he's looking at me, so I'm here. So Monkey's always the philosophy killer. I can always rely on him for that. But if you really think about what you really actually know, it's only a few things, like seven things maybe everybody knows. The rest are just patterns you call a life. And but like if you actually made a column of things you're pretty sure you know for sure, and then made another column of how you know those things, most of that column is like, nah, some guy told me. You know, it's not sourced material. It's clickbait and hearsay. That's all. Goes into the head, locks onto a feeling. You're like, that sounds good. I'm going to tell other people that. And that's how brand marketing works, and also fascism, we're finding. So what is the point? The point is, like somebody, like, I don't know. Look, I take vitamins, all right? I take them every day. I take vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. And every day they're in my hand, I look at them, and in my heart, I think, these don't fucking do anything. There's no way they do anything. I know they don't do anything, but other part of me believes that they do. You can actually believe something that you know is bullshit. It's a problem. So now, man, I take them every day because, you know, I'm afraid to die, and I think it's going to give me a leg up. That's why everybody takes them, right? It's gotten to the point where if I don't take them, I've actually driven back to my house to take vitamins I know don't fucking do anything. Because I believe that might be the day I get whatever it's going to be that I get. Do you understand? All right. I think the deeper point here is you never know when someone's going to dump some shit into your head that's going to ruin your life or at least change it for months or just cause you trouble. And it could be just in passing, somebody just drops shit into your head and you have to deal with it. Like you could just be having a day and somebody maybe you know or don't know that well goes, you taking turmeric? What? Turmeric, are you taking it? Turmeric? Yeah, you got to take that shit. Turmeric. Yup. The spice? Yeah. You got to take it. Turmeric, the spice. Yeah, man, you got to take that. The spice that you buy once to make an Indian recipe and you never use it again and it stains your wooden spoon, that turmeric? Yeah, you got to take that shit. I do? Yup. For what? Inflammation. Of what? Just general inflammation. What is that? It's the new bad thing that causes all the other bad things. What happened to cholesterol? Turns out that's good for you. What? When did that happen? Turmeric, huh? Who told you about this? My trainer? All right, so the guy who wanted to do something else with his life saw something online, told you, and now you're dumping it into my head. Now I got to worry about whether I'm going to take turmeric or not. And I apologize. I know it's a little condescending to trainers, and some people get a little weird about that. I don't know why. Is that a surprise? Most trainers wasn't their life goal. All right. They had other plans. The team didn't work out. They didn't make the team. They were at the gym a lot anyways. Whatever. Just wasn't the big plan for them. All right. They ended up there. And they can take this criticism. I'm just calling a fact a fact. I'm not going to make fun of yoga instructors because that's different. That's sort of the last stop for them. You know, you want to be nice to them. You don't know how they got there. It's probably a harrowing tale. But, you know, you're kind of grateful they made it to wherever they are. And you know that you being in their class is as important to them as they are to you. Like, if it doesn't work out for the trainer, I'm sure he's going to figure out something else to do. The yoga instructor, we really don't know where that goes. You know, back to the turmeric guy. As he's walking away, he's like, oh, yeah, if you're going to get the turmeric, make sure you get it with black pepper in it or it won't activate. Now, right there, Doesn't that make you go like, that sounds like bullshit to me a little bit? Am I that big of a sucker that you think I would believe that? Where's the science on that? That sounds like a couple of vitamin hustlers sitting over a mound of wholesale turmeric with a bunch of empty gel caps. One guy going, I don't know, man. I don't think we can move this just like this. It's just a spice. I think we got to add something. Yeah, like what, boss? I don't know why it's a 30s movie. I don't know, maybe another spice? Yeah, like what, maybe pepper? Yeah, keep talking. Maybe we say it activates it? Holy shit, that's a fucking million-dollar idea right there. Let's load up these gel caps. Maybe Rogan will move them on his podcast. I mean, I know Marin won't do it. He's more of a Stamps.com Squarespace guy. But Rogan's sort of an old school supplement slinger. And I know I'm going to get a little flack for that comment. I know there might be a minor pile-on on Twitter of the monoculture of free thinkers, but I can take it. So I guess after all is said and done, I should just say that, like, I'm taking turmeric and I feel less inflamed, you know, in a general way, generally less inflamed. I'm going to believe that. I believe that.
Watch Marc Maron, End Times Fun, only on Netflix.